Welcome to Nowhere to Run with Christopher White.
Hey everyone, welcome to Nowhere to Run. My name is Chris. Thanks for tuning in. You can go to the website, which is nowheretorunradio.com. You can download the podcast on iTunes, or go to Revelations Radio Network, or Revere Radio Network, or the Black Vault Radio Network. My email address is chris@conspiracyclothes.com. If you have any questions, comments, critiques, whatever it is. If you've emailed me in the past and I haven't responded to it, if you could resend that email. I have a pretty bad system of checking emails, so if I don't get to it right away, sometimes I lose it. So if you emailed me and it needed a response and I didn't respond, if you could resend it, I'd be happy to try to get to it again. So again, that's chris@conspiracyclothes.com. Okay, in this episode, I'm just going to kind of make it real short. I just wanted to announce a few things and do a few things. First of all, the Revelations Radio Network has a brand new website, and it's got a forum on there where we can all kind of stay in touch and things like that. So revelationsradionetwork.com, Frank has done an amazing job with that. There's still a few things getting worked out. There's a chat room coming pretty soon, so when that's online, we'll be sure to let you know. But that's a good thing for us to kind of network a little bit more. I started a new podcast called the Scripture Memory Podcast, which is at scripturememory.podomatic.com, and it's just really short, one verse at a time podcast that basically you can just hit repeat and just hear over and over and over and over until you're ready to start trying it on your own. I've already memorized three scriptures like down. I mean, they are locked into my brain, and I've already found like many uses for them. So I'm really excited about that. Even if nobody ever listens to that podcast, I'm excited to be able to finally start learning some scriptures. If you have any suggestions, which verses or whatever I want to make them relevant and useful that we could use. I just put out two other videos that I'm pretty happy with. The first one is something I put up about 2 days ago, and it's been causing a little bit of controversy. It's been pretty good. It was something that I had said here on a podcast before, but if you are aware, which I'm sure you are, my podcasts are very filled with you knows and ums and really just awful presentation. And so I edited a version of a podcast to just the relevant parts and put some video to it. And even then, there's still quite a lot of you knows and things like that. But I think I've got the point more across with this. So I'll play the audio for that in a second. It had some pretty good accolades on it in YouTube. It was the number three most viewed video in Israel yesterday in the category of education, and it was like really high up there and just most viewed in a lot of different countries, including New Zealand. I don't know what the deal is New Zealand. I always have my videos do really good in New Zealand, and a lot of other things do too. I think I just want to move to New Zealand because it seems like a lot of good things come out of New Zealand. So I just, hopefully I can get a, you know, passport and get on a boat sometime. But anyway, so I'll play the audio for that right now. It's about 10 minutes long, but I encourage you to watch the video because there's a lot of things that get explained visually, but you can definitely get the gist of it just by listening to it. So here we go. Is that all these conspiracy theories will, as he says, come out in the wash. That they have all been in one way or another intended for us to consume for a specific purpose. One of those reasons is because I don't think that they could hide it for very long. When it came time to go from covert to overt control, a lot of it was going to come out. And I think that we've even seen that basically in the last 7 years. And, you know, not too long ago, you couldn't talk about some of the things that we were talking about. It wasn't time. Like Fritz Springmeier and people like that. I mean, they went to jail. People were killed a lot more frequently for saying the kinds of things that we say on a regular basis. And that's a good thing that we can talk about that now, or that we have at least the short window that we've all had to learn about it. Hitler used the idea of the Jewish banker conspiracy, that it was all the Jewish bankers as a conspiracy theory in order to fuel a lot of the ideas of his regime. He was a big conspiracy theorist because Hitler would always point to the Marxists, like Karl Marx, who was a Jew, and a lot of the people in that revolution were Jews. And you can read in Mein Kampf, he's very He never separates them. He always, if he's going to mention Karl Marx, he says the Jew Karl Marx. He kept promoting with these Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which, or the Protocols of the Wise Elders of Zion, or whatever you want to call it, which we'll talk about here in a second. Because that was a very crucial part of this conspiracy theory, and it's really, really obvious reading some quotes from Mein Kampf that Hitler was telling everybody, you know, and everybody was through this, that they controlled the media, and they controlled the banks, they controlled the school system and the universities. It reads like Illuminati conspiracies of today, and they eventually pulled the trigger on that mindset. It shouldn't be a coincidence. If you've been listening to this show, you know, checked out what I've been saying. You've looked into things like Operation Paperclip, where we essentially brought like thousands and thousands of Nazi scientists, mind control scientists, rocket scientists, all kinds of scientists through the rat lines and other ways through the Office of Strategic Services. It can be postulated, and I am one of those that postulate, that there is a powerful element of infiltrators in our government and military that are Nazi loyal. And so I don't think it should be any surprise if we start to see some of the same kind of tactics being used. But that's what we see, and this is where I'm trying to go with this eventually, is what they're doing with Barack Obama. This is just a postulation. This is just, I don't think it necessarily is going to play out like this. It's just an idea. Clearly, they are painting Barack Obama as the Zionist guy that does everything for Israel. They are making that painfully obvious at a time when people have to wake up to the Illuminati because of the outward expressions of it through the financial collapse. You know, tempted and kind of herded towards this idea of waking up in the Zeitgeist route, which was provided at just such a time and just such a way to explain to those that were inevitably going to figure it out, because they, when they came to that level of overt control, when they start to actually take control and start to take off the masks just one little bit at a time, start peeling off the mask, and before it's like, hey, guess what, we're going to be ruling you overtly as a world government, and we're taking away the Constitution, because that's coming, but it all look all rosy and nice when it shows up. And so what's happening in conjunction with that, and Barack Obama is getting painted as the Zionist person. They're going to make it very obvious that even the most fluoridated among us would not be able to resist seeing the connection. I am not saying that having Michael Chertoff, a dual Israeli citizen, or Rahm Emanuel, or whatever, all those people are just as much New World Order scum as anybody else. But the public, because they've been, and I'm not downing on them for being sheeple, because we're all sheeple, I'm a sheeple, we're all sheeple, but it's very clever the way that it's done it. It's, in fact, this New World Order agenda has always been done under false flags, and they're using this because there is a war coming. There is a war coming, and they're going to make real sure that Israel is the center of it. Because if they can do that, then it's a big step towards blaming all the world's problems on Judeo-Christian religions. It's problem-reaction-solution. They're creating the war. They're blaming it on Judeo-Christian religions, because the Judeo-Christian religions are the only religions that won't go along with this whole New Age Enlightenment world government that they are just dying for. They may even make it look like, I don't know exactly how this is going to play out. They may even make it look like the 7-year peace agreement thing and create a war so that they can create a 7-year peace agreement with a false Antichrist making a false 7-year peace agreement in order to trick everybody, but that's just kind of... But what I do know or think that is going to happen is a big, big war is coming, and it's going to be blamed on Israel in a sense. We are going to, of course, side with Israel, and just like the script says, Barack Obama and his undying support for the Zionists and, you know, all this stuff, we'll go to war with this very bloody battle. Then it'll eventually cause a world conflict, probably a lot of cataclysms, whether real or not real, and famines and things like that. I've kind of talked about that before, but basically the concept I'm trying to say is it's going to be very devastating. I think the more devastating that war, the better. because at that point we will all do exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. The conspiracy theories about the Jewish bankers and the Illuminati, except, you know, all that stuff will be brought out. This is why we're in war right now. This is why we're in such bad shape. It'll be the end of World War One all over again. Treaty of Versailles and all that stuff. I think that's where we're going. And I think conspiracy theories, especially Jewish ones, are going to be the order of the day very, very soon. And again, I don't think that this is like defending the Israel government by any means. That, I mean, even biblically, the governments of Israel would oftentimes go very, very far astray. But there were always the faithful remnant of Jewish people, and those people are continually persecuted, ridiculously persecuted, by the same government that we think that they are. The New World Order, I think, wants to position themselves in Jerusalem as the capital for this New World Order. I think that's just the way that they're thinking. And because of that, they have completely infiltrated the Israeli government almost as much, if not much more, than they've infiltrated our government. We should sympathize and understand how it is that a government cannot represent its people at all. We should, of all people, understand that, because the rest of the world doesn't understand that. They see Americans as little George Bushes running around wanting to get in wars and everything, and we would just yell and scream, no, 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 we don't think that, we don't think that. But for some reason, we just are completely blind to the idea that the same situation is happening in Israel. They are completely co-opted by this New World Order system that has infiltrated their government and not representing the true Jewish people, who are getting killed and persecuted by the government that we think they are, the same way they're doing here. So you may wonder, why is it that they're letting us learn all these conspiracy theories? Are we winning? No, we're losing. They are so happy to have us continually learn to wake up, as long as we wake up into their paradigm. Right now, we're all waking up into the New Age religion. They're creating little mini Masons and New Age people that are going to be just fit perfectly into the new system. That I guarantee you is not going to look like what we are fighting. It's not going to be big bad George Bushes in the New World Order. It's going to be enlightenment, and, you know, everything's going to be great, and utopia and Atlantis, and everything's different, and we're going to just get rid of religions and start this whole thing over. It's not going to look like it is now, but they are preparing you. It's called the externalization of the hierarchy. They're so happy to have you wake up, as long as you're waking up to Michael Tsarian and Jordan Maxwell and Madame Blavatsky and 2012. You can wake up to that all day, and they're just waiting, biding their time until you're ready for the harvest. So how can you avoid it? Truth. You have to check things out. You have to realize that they're trying to indoctrinate you into their same Luciferian beliefs. And we are losing that battle for our minds. So wake up, realize that, and double check things, and hopefully we can still win this thing. And the next video I did was a music video for a Ryan Delmore song. I really like Ryan Delmore. I talked a little bit about this in the Full Armor of God podcast, but I just, from a musical standpoint, I just really, really like it. I think he's like the Christian Ryan Adams, as I said earlier, but I found him while doing the Praise Cast podcast, which I no longer really update, but it's just something I really, really like. The video is from a song that I thought would lend well to a video, but there are so many good songs in that album. I just really highly recommend it. You can pick it up at, just Google Ryan Delmore and you'll find out where to get the album. You can download it in MP3 or you can buy a hard copy, either way, but highly recommend that. So here is Ryan Delmore and his song The Love of God. It's from his new album The Spirit, the Water, and the Blood, and this is the full version of that song. The video that I did is just from a slightly shorter version. You can see the video on nowheretorunradio.com or on my YouTube site. So here it is.
Savior of all. You came down from heaven to show us your love. Bruised and rejected, you died on the cross. You came with the Father's heart that none would be lost, that none would be lost. And oh, how great is the love of God. Oh, how great is the love of God. And oh, how great is the love of God. Oh, is the love of God. Oh, how great is the love of God. And oh, how great is the love of God.
That's it. It's just going to be a short show for you today. But I would ask if you could help with some prayers and things like that. It's kind of just a really interesting time, a lot of changes and things going on as far as my life and things like that. So that's how you support this show and this ministry, is through your prayers. And so I greatly appreciate any that you could spare. So thanks, and I'll see you very soon. You'll see you at the Frank and Chris Show on Wednesday nights at talkshoe.com. About 9 Eastern. All right, take it easy, guys. Bye.